I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Isaac, oh, it's kind of what we did with Tubby, right? Oh, he's going to bring in guys that, you know, want to play hard and they're going to be on, they want to get coached. He's going to coach them up, right? Turned out he just brought in bad players who sucked, right? The goal is to bring in good players every time, mm-hmm. no matter what. You want to bring in the best players. Some are going to work out. Some are not going to work out. But at least some are going to work out, as opposed to if you bring in a bunch of mediocrity, that's probably never going to work out. It could. It could. A guy could be a shooting star and 1 out of 10. But I don't want 1 out of 10. I want 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10. You can't say, oh, well, just because last year they lost in the first round or 2 years ago, 3 years ago they lost in the first round, that you don't recruit NBA-type players anymore. That's ridiculous. You know, you just do a better job with the players that you have as a coach. Mm-hmm. You don't blame it on the players, man. It ain't because they're talented that they lost in the first round, dude. You know, you just didn't do a good job with the game plan or they had an off night or whatever the case may be. But you always recruit the best players if you can.
You know, it would be a – I'm with you fundamentally. It would be a great time, particularly now with the turnover and with Penny needing to have multiple-year guys. Feels like it's even, you know, even more important kind of that you get a guy like Billy Richmond III and realize I'm saying this, in the, you know, not long after saying feel like he's going to go to Arkansas. But, you know, getting those kind of guys and keeping them in their program is the sort of continuity we were talking about. So now that's reopened again, if I'm Penny, I'd still make the call, tell him how much I want him. But because, you know, there'd be opportunity now. And you don't get to continuity, you know, in 1 year and by getting it out of the transfer portal. And so, I don't know, it'd be nice to be able to make another run at him. But I figure, too, Penny probably knows. He probably has an idea already.
Yep.
No, you lost him to Cal once. I'm not going to lose him to Cal twice. That's probably where he's headed.
My guess is exactly. He knows where he stands in that whole situation. On the other side, you know, Kentucky's getting like 4-star guys who went on mission trips. Umar Ballo has scheduled a visit to Fayetteville, the Arizona big, the 7-footer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's...
That's a big physical beast right there.
So that's the difference, right? You wouldn't rather have Umar Ballo on campus this weekend mm-hmm. than Colin, whatever the hell his name is,
mm-hmm.
right? They're going to gas him. I just think this is why the Mark Pope era is going to fail. Because he is not going to be able to get players. He's not going to be able to recruit. He's going to get killed by Arkansas. You know? Mm-hmm. He's going to get killed. Rick Barnes is going to kill him. Who is he recruiting better in the SEC? Like South Carolina?
Maybe.
You know, Georgia? I mean, you just
If you're not, you're in deeper trouble than we think.
Like, let's just go through this. Let's just go through this real quick, and you tell me who you think that Mark Pope will be able to recruit better than in the SEC. Will he be able to recruit better than Rick Barnes?
No.
Will he be able to recruit better than Nate Oates?
Of course not.
Will he be able to recruit better than Bruce Pearl?
No.
Will he be able to recruit better than Lamont Paris?
You'd hope.
Better. Will he be able to recruit better than Todd Golden?
I mean, he's got the Kentucky brand behind his name. He needs to be.
Will he be able to recruit better than Chris Beard?
To Ole Miss, I'm going to say yes.
Will he be able to recruit better than John Calipari?
No.
Will he be able to recruit better than Buzz Williams?
Probably not.
That's going to put you at like seventh in the SEC.
All right, so they're falling to midway. To at the least, they're going to fall to the middle of the pack in the SEC over the next couple of years.
I mean, you better be the best coach in America because you're not going to get the dogs. You're going to have dudes like the one you got today. That's going to be the kind of player you get.
Well, the problem for him is that there's going to be even a hotter light on it, a hotter spotlight on it because of the fact that Cal's still in it. That's the different dynamic. He's still around. He didn't just go anywhere. And so it's going to be hard to forget about where you were, what you were recruiting, when Cal's bringing them into RUP, guys that would have been in Wildcats uniforms, and he's beating you over the head with them. That's why, again, when you're in year one, year two, and that's happening, you're gonna want to get out of that pretty fast.
Exactly.
And that's why I think Mark Pope's set up here for it's not going to be a deal where they'll wait till year four and they're happy. They're going to fall out of the top spots in the SEC, those top three, four spots that they're used to being in, and they're going to be down for a couple of years. And by that time, again, they're going to be ready for a change. They're going to be ready to go back. And so it's not a good thing right now for Kentucky, missing on Scott Drew and Hurley.
I see, like, there's an edit about Javon Small, Oklahoma State transfer. Like, he apparently is going to visit and Javon Small's like, I mean, he went to Oklahoma State last year. I mean, I'm sure he's a good player, 15 points a game, but it's just not the same, bro. It's just not the same.
Not our problem. We got our own issues here with Penny and what he's putting together.
No, I don't
think Kentucky's not our problem.
People tell me it's not an issue at all. People tell me that everything's going fantastic.
I think there was one that told you.
Cut
that.
The nets down, and, we'll be ready to roll, man. We'll be ready to roll. Hey, at least people will not accuse me of overhyping the team. You know, that's the main thing this year is not falling for the Charlie Brown. You know what I mean? Hey, I'll check back in 25 games, see where we're at. But look, I'm going back and forth with some people on Twitter. Like, give me guys that won. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather have guys that won. Now, it doesn't mean it's always going to work out.
No, it's not. Can't keep getting those guys. Off team full of them.
But you have, what would you rather have? A team full of guys that have never won?
I want a team that fits together, dude. Some of them that came from situations where they were good. Some of them came from situations they had a chip on their shoulder, didn't get enough, like Dane, Danger.
Right.
It has to be a right balance.
I agree with that. Right now, you don't have that, though. Right now, you just have Dane, Danger, and a bunch of dudes that lost in their previous programs.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be more winners. There needs to be more guys who came from good situations.
Again, that's more about the player itself than it is about the situation. Javon Quinley came from a winner and just pointed out to you in the break. Like that we liked everything about that signing, and it was everything that you're saying right now that they need. And what it sounds like you're saying is they need all of them need to be that. And you've agreed with me on this before. It needs to be a balance. And it's not encouraging. I'm not going to sit up here and make the argument, John, calm down, man. Penny got it. I'm not doing that. Because, again, last year we loved it, and it fell apart.
Right.
But again, we said it after Hackett. The rest now, and David Jones, a big part of this, is how it fits together. And if some guys got to look, come from bad situations to make it fit, if it's got to look more like it did 2 years ago, that's fine. But, again, you will not be able to judge that until the season is going, not even the season starts.
No, we won't. We won't. I would say, David Jones came in, and he was not necessarily at a winner.
No, he wasn't.
But he was from the Big East. And yep. He was productive in the Big East.
Yeah, and it translates, especially on the boards.
Exactly. And I expect Dane Danger to I expect him to translate because you're dropping down.
Right.
But you're asking, to me, it feels like too many guys to step up. That's where I get concerned. It's like David Jones was 13 points a game in the Big East. We knew. Like, there wasn't much doubt about, did we think he could beat All-American? Probably not. But, like, that's the difference.
I mean, NIL's got to factor into this, too. You can't. You just ain't got $5 million to go out there and throw around either, like Cal's got at Arkansas. And I imagine, again, NIL, the way it was spent last year, we said this. We said that's why it was so important for Penny to max out last year.
Yeah.
You want to keep getting the NIL the way you got it after you said, hey, I don't have enough? Then you have to win with that. And so we don't know for sure that he's, you know, even does he have $2 million? Does he have one? Did he take a step back this year? Now you got to budget it out a little bit more and keep $500,000, whatever it is, held up for David Jones. Like how much of what's happening right now has an NIL impact?
I was told by somebody that I trust that the NIL has grown, that the NIL has grown substantially from last year. So take that for what it's worth. But I was told that it's grown substantially from a year ago.
But what you don't want to do is go out and get a $500,000, another $500,000, another $400,000. Didn't we just see that?
Yeah.
That's what you don't want to do. Like, you have to budget out. You want chemistry and everything else.
You got
that $500,000 player sitting on the bench, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You know, for chemistry and those kinds of things. So, again, it's about how does it all fit together, and NIL is a part of that.
Well, like a John Bucks type is great because if he wants to come in here, he wants to make a check and he wants to sort of play a role, you know?
Yeah.
That's great. You know, wherever he played. But it's just like, you know, again, I think a lot of how I feel about this team right now is shaded by I don't expect David Jones to come back, and now you're asking sort of, is P.J. Haggerty your best player? You know, like that's kind of where I'm at with it. And it's like
David Jones, from a business standpoint, will be better off at Memphis. The only reason he's leaving is because he's ready to start his clock. He's going to make less money going the undrafted route Memphis.
That's true.
So it's about his age and if he's ready to go ahead and start the clock up and start the grind, because that's what's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I go back to I'm not going to sit up here and say, and I realize you're talking to people, you got a feel right now, and usually that feel is good. But I'm holding out hope that David Jones is going to make a business decision.
I don't rule
this
anything out.
This ain't Lester Quinones because it's a lot more money.
I don't rule that out. I don't rule that out because of that reason. I mean,
the only reason would be I got to get my clock going.
He may not get good feedback.
I'm an older guy in college. That doesn't improve my stock next year. But he's going to make more money here.
Right.
You know, and again, you could go back after the whole, you know, you become an AP guy, all that.
Exactly.
You know, All-American.
Yeah.
You can raise the stock.
Yes.
And this looks a lot better with David Jones next year.
It changed the entire thing. Changed the complexion of the entire thing.
Exactly.
But
then you got 1-2 punches looking like 2 years ago.
We won't know that.
You'd need a big. I mean, the part of that 1-2 2 years ago was DeAndre Williams.
I mean, you're Danger will be your
is
big.
Is that kind of impactful, but I can't. Dude, just because he's coming from Illinois.
Dane's going to be
that.
Alyssa Pilley in the AAC. He's going to be moving folks out to pay like Pilley.
I don't know. They said he's in great shape. He's trying to get in shape. This is not going to be a Jordan Brown situation.
No, it will not. I guarantee you it won't be that. It will not be Jordan Brown. Dane Danger will be a good player for the University of Memphis.
What I'm telling you is just calm down.
You said you weren't going to tell me that, and then you ended up telling me.
Now I have to.
Look, I was told when I said – I was told I was overreacting when I said that Memphis was back to square one after they lost to South Florida. I watched the game, and what Penny said after the game concerned me. I was told I was overreacting then. I'm told I'm overreacting now. Sometimes I'm just right. Now, we'll see. We'll see on this. We'll see. It's not done, right? It's not. So I do have to say that. In fairness to Penny, this class is far from complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not great that you have to get so many damn pieces, but it's the situation. So I will reserve full judgment until – but all we have to go on is what we see so far. You know, and while there are some intriguing pieces, I need, as you mentioned, a little bit more balance with the rest of it. We shall see. We shall see how it all comes together. Nick Friedell is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about this play-in tournament, the playoffs, and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM. Yes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nick Friedell going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the NBA play-in tournament. Right now, as we speak, Jason, Pelicans holding as 1.5-point favorites over the Los Angeles Lakers, whereas the Kings have, the Warriors have gotten out back to 2.5 on the Kings. So it's just been a steady diet of Warriors money today. And I think in the case of the Lakers, there's a little bit of two things: uncertainty over the AD injury, and then uncertainty over how the Lakers want to play this game, given sort of their history with the Nuggets. 8 in a row, you said?
Mm-hmm. 8 in a row.
That's kind of hard to ignore, and they know that. You know what I mean? Like, they definitely – and it's like everybody wants to – whether it's the Warriors, whether it's the Kings, the Lakers – I would say probably even the Pelicans, honestly, if we're injecting everybody with truth here. Everybody would rather take a shot at the one here in this scenario.
Yeah, I mean,
Pelicans beat the Thunder last year in the play-in, I believe. I believe it was them.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. Lakers better get that rest. I'm just going to fall back on that. Again, this whole argument about playing, you know, not to, so you don't have to face Denver. Yeah, 0-8 against them in your last eight, and a bunch of those have been by double digits, as the stats show, but... you get 3 days rest, I think it is, before playoffs start. Again, think about where AD is right now. Think about where LeBron is with that foot. Although he's looked superhuman with some of these performances down the stretch, he ain't fully healthy.
Right.
It's not as bad as last year, but I do think he's not fully healthy. He's got an issue there, too. So you don't get tonight.
Right.
You got to play, what, in 2 days, two, three days from now, and then you're going straight into the playoffs? That's a bad recipe for this Lakers team, even if it gets – you know, you do what that scenario that you get OKC. You get OKC basically on no rest, having basically just like the regular season didn't end. You didn't get any break. So that's why you're going to get their best effort tonight, and that's why the Lakers are going to roll, John.
Yeah. By the way, the Pelicans lost to the Thunder in the play-in last year, but no Zion. So that's a pretty key difference in that one. So, yeah, again, I think – The logic is the same. The Pelicans would love to have a crack at the nobody wants to play the Nuggets. Why would anybody want to play the defending champs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Murray's healthy again. But, yes, I mean, the argument would be for the Lakers, they're an old-ass team. They want to get the 3 days. And, you know, I mean, I think
that's the benefit of having moved up and out of that 10 spot is that you can get this now.
And that's why
that's
thought
what
it was
Golden State doesn't have.
Exactly right.
And so you've earned that.
They were
certainly
motivated
up
to win that game on Sunday.
1,000%, bro.
Two games just to make the playoffs.
Yes.
You know, you would not want to do that.
So you've earned a right here to be able to get some rest with a win tonight.
Yes.
Better not, you know, screw it up.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big moment for the Pels, you know, in that franchise. Obviously going out last year. I don't think they made the playoffs last year. They lost that game. I mean, maybe they would have gotten in as the eight. I don't think so, though. I don't think they would have made it last year if they lost to the Thunder at home. But obviously for this franchise, as good as, you know, they've been at times, this is – Zion played most of the year this year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of time to do something for them. I mean, it's not like C.J. McCollum. Yeah, they did not make it. The Pelicans didn't make the playoffs last year. So you got to make it somehow. And I would not feel comfortable if I'm them. If they lose tonight, I mean, it could be the Warriors in the second one.
Part of the Pelicans' issue is that in a West where you can point to the young teams that are on the come up, we still don't know kind of what they are. And with C.J. McCollum, you got a guy who's a big piece of it, but he's on a different timeline
exactly
than the rest of the team. And so that's why it's a little, it's not as clear as it feels like it is with the Grizzlies in terms of where your place is in this crazy Western Conference. And so you know who, if they don't figure it out, and it'll be Willie Green that pays the price. But ultimately, it might be a roster thing. Because again, I tell you, you know, CJ had, I think, 25 in that loss to the Lakers. Like, he's a big part of what they do, but it doesn't necessarily fit in terms of timeline. If you're talking about the Pelicans 2-3 years from now, where's CJ McCollum going to be at that point? And as a result, where are you in the West? And so they've got to find, it feels like to me, some other guys on that perimeter, you know, young guys that sort of match their timeline more before we're clear on what they are in this Western Conference.
Right.
That's the issue with the Pelicans to me.
Yeah, it is. And so it's a big moment for them tonight in New Orleans, and see if they can get it done. It's a hell of a task, there's no doubt. We'll talk to Nick Friedell about that, get his thoughts on this game, the rest of the playoffs, Giannis status, and more. Jason and John, how do you-
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Turn FM, ESPN. Big night tonight in the NBA. Two play-in games, and it's certainly the more intriguing of the four tonight. I guess we have one in the East that's good. I think I would have appreciated maybe a little bit of a stagger, but I guess I could just ignore Hawks-Bulls. It's pretty easy to do that. Nick Friedell is an Odyssey NBA insider. Insider Call is brought to you by the new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure, joins us every Tuesday, joins us now. Nick, what's happening, man?
Guys, we won't be alone if we're ignoring Hawks Bulls.
I feel like it has been Hawks Bulls every, the last 10 years in the play-in. I feel like that's just what it's been.
That is the play-in game that deserves to be on NBA TV.
Yes.
It's like when you're breaking down the schedule and you're like, okay, what do I want to see? Oh, Warriors Kings, that'll be good. So, Lakers and Pelicans, sure. LeBron is into it, okay. Hawks, Bulls, yeah, that one's going on NBA TV, if only.
So, Nick, this is something we've discussed. Didn't intend to go here first, but I will since we're talking about it. So, will the play-in always be this good, right? Because I'm making the argument that what happens when the Stephs and LeBrons aren't in it? You've got this Philly team that could make a run. Are we going to get, 2, 3, 4 years from now where it does feel like it's all Atlanta-Chicago type? Is this thing going to stay as good as it's been, in coming years? What do you think?
Hell no.
Right.
And I couldn't agree with you more. And I take it a step farther and say, look, if you have the play-in in the last couple of years at various points, and hell, we could see it again next couple days, but if it's Steph versus LeBron, great. Right. I mean, that's great for the league. It's great for fans. It's great for everybody because people want to watch that. The second Steph and LeBron go out of the league, guys, I think the NBA is going to have a real problem, because those are kind of the last two guys that the casual person is interested in day by day. And I know we've touched on it over the last few weeks during our time, but Ja was supposed to be that guy. And you know, maybe he can get back that level. Who knows? There are a lot of different factors at play. What we do know is Steph and LeBron are those guys. And for various reasons, they have landed in the play-in now several times. Yep. So, yeah, I think that the play-in is a good idea right now. But when those guys go, and I would say not only the play-in, but the NBA Cup, you know, the in-season tournament, whatever the hell they're calling it moving forward, I don't see the appetite for a national fan base within that if, again, LeBron in this case over that last run makes it, because I don't see people lining up to watch, for example, Magic Jazz in the in-season tournament cup. It just doesn't make you really want to lock in like these couple of playing games tonight do.
Yeah, I think that's true of I think it's true of the play-in. I think it's true of the NBA at large, right? I mean, when you're talking about stars, you know, the ones we know and have known for the last 15, 20 years, Steph, LeBron, et cetera, when they sort of sunset and they move on, I mean, yes, there are stars that are waiting in the wings, but it feels like they're not on the same sort of caliber, I guess, of LeBron and Steph. So I think that's just a discovery process that the NBA, like, can Tatum hold the mantle? You know, he's going to be in that next wave. I don't know, Nick. I'll watch because I just love basketball. But when we're talking about America, you know, is it going to be Luka? Is he going to be the face of the league? I don't know.
Well, and I think that's the thing that the NBA has got to try and figure out, because these are all question guys that are, they're right below the surface. I mean, for all the hype that tonight we'll get and people are excited about the playoffs, the reality is, yeah, I mean, the Lakers and the Warriors just aren't very good. And those two teams have carried so much weight for the NBA for so long. And with Steph and LeBron, who knows? I mean, they could always add another piece and rev it up one more time. But I think the very safe bet is neither one of those guys is going to get another title. So that means that neither one of those guys is going to play in a lot of very big games much longer moving forward. So there are a lot of different issues, but I just couldn't agree more. When you start looking at who's coming behind them, it just doesn't feel like the NBA has a real strong answer. Now, there always is somebody that you're not thinking of. I mean, nobody thought Steph Curry was going to be the guy he became, but he started knocking down all those shots. The Warriors got really popular. Who knows? I just feel like when you look at the NBA, it's just headed towards where baseball is right now, and to a lesser extent where hockey is, in that it's very big in the city in which you live.
Right,
Grizzlies fans are always going to care about the Grizzlies. Magic fans in Orlando, where I grew up, always going to care about the Magic, but it just doesn't feel like people are going out of their way to consume the national product. And I mean, we could talk all day about this, but I think that's the real big issue that's staring the NBA in the face.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely right. All right, in terms of the strategy tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers, I'm not suggesting that they would say, we're not going to try to win this game. But I think maybe they should, because we know what it looks like against the Denver Nuggets. We know how outmatched they are against the Denver Nuggets. Now, my partner points out, and I think he's right, I mean, you want to win tonight because you want to get the maximum amount of rest. For an old team, rest means everything. But how would you play this? Do you just go all out for the win if you're the Lakers? Do you take your chances? Hey, we're down 15 with 6 minutes left. You know, like how do you play this from a strategic standpoint if you're the Los Angeles Lakers tonight?
I think you've got to play to win and get in the dance.
Absolutely.
And if you do that, let the chips fall where they may. Now, guys, let's be real. They're not beating the Nuggets.
Nope.
that's that's not going to happen, and they've got to kind of figure their way through that. But at the same time, if you're running LeBron James out there at the stage of his career that he's at, and you say, okay, LeBron, we got to win this one, you're not worrying about what may happen a couple days from now. You have got to play to win tonight, because that's what you know is in front of you. And you never hope for injuries for anybody, of course, but you just never know. I mean, on paper, the Nuggets would walk all over any one of these teams. But if somebody gets hurt, we've seen it plenty of times before. I lived it in Chicago in those Derrick Rose years. You just don't know what's going to happen game to game. So if you're the Lakers, you play for tonight. You hope for the best. If you are down really large late, you know, okay, yeah, that could change the thinking a little bit. But as far as going into the game, you're playing to get in now.
With the Warriors tonight, Nick, I'm curious where you're at. We discussed them a little bit last week in terms of how much Draymond means to them. I was listening to Wendy this morning. My partner asked me a question that sort of got me thinking about Wendy's answer. But it asked me, could we be watching the end of it tonight if they lost to the Kings, the end of the dynasty? Wendy made the point that, and I'm curious if you agree, you know, what they're going to have to do is move off of Chris Paul. Now, I don't know, you know, that $30 million he's got due next year, I don't know how that happens. But his point was, you do that, You get Clay to take a pay cut, right? He's a free agent. You know, you're not making 40 next year. And maybe you save yourself 40, 50 million there, and you go back at it with this core. You try it one more time. Do you think that's how it goes, whether it ends tonight or somewhere else in the playoffs here this year? Do you think next year it's giving that core retooled another run at it? Do you think that's how it looks?
I think that's the best course of action for the Warriors. But I say that, and I don't really think there's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this is a reality. When the bill comes due,
that's right.
When you win, and I've always called it the bonus title, because I don't feel like so many people within the Warriors organization. I mean, I covered that team for the first half of that year before I went and covered the Nets in Brooklyn. Nobody thought the Warriors were going to win a title that year. They just came together. Steph was awesome. They got contributions from a bunch of different guys up and down the roster, and it happened. But then you had to pay Wiggins, and that deal looks just awful. Yes. Right now. Clay's deal was just kicking in. He's just not the same player he was, even though he's still beloved out there. Draymond, of course, has had the issues that he's had staying on the floor. So, like everything else in pro sports, especially in the NBA, there are reasons why. There are usually a lot of them, but if you're the Warriors and you still have Steph playing at this incredibly high level and you have the salary cap situation that you're in, I don't really see any other better play for them, especially because that core is so comfortable playing with one another.
Yep.
And on top of that, you have Steve Kerr, who just redid his deal, so he's there for at least a couple more years. I'd be surprised if this is the end, but the caveat there is it might be the end already.
Right.
Because the
right.
reality is, we judge the Warriors, like any great team, on how many titles they win. We're not worried about whether they get out of the play-in or they upset somebody in the first round. You're judging them on titles. And this team right now, as great as Steph is, isn't good enough to win another title as currently constructed.
We're, of course, talking to Nick Friedell here on the show, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating. We talked about Hawks, Bulls. That's about as much, I think, as they deserve. 76ers Heat, I got to tell you, Nick, I love to bet on the NBA because I'm an absolute sicko, okay? It's like driving a motorcycle out of a helicopter. There's nothing, there's just really nothing quite like it. And I want to bet the 76ers. I do. But I'm obviously against the Heat, -4.5. But there's something that I don't know if it's just the PTSD from the series a couple of years ago, just how the 76ers have looked in these spots. But is this fair? Am I just seeing Doc Rivers ghosts? And this is a new 76ers team. They've been one of the best, you know, in the league the last couple of weeks since Embiid came back.
It would scare the hell out of me in any playoff or postseason play-in scenario to bet against Miami. But I say that, and I say, I understand completely where you're coming from. I get
right.
it. I mean, Philly has looked good in the heat. You just don't know night to night who's going to show up. But with Jimmy and Bam and that group with Spoelstra, I would struggle to bet against them in any spot where they really needed to win and needed to find a way. And with the history between at least Jimmy and Embiid and them wanting to stay together and then Jimmy leaving Philly, he always seems to rise to the occasion when he needs to, but there's nothing that's shown, guys, that they're going to be able to do it right now. But just when you count Miami out, it always seems to be when they reappear. So as I tell all my close friends when they text me, and they say, oh, what do you think about this or that? I say, do not touch the NBA. It's never that easy. I've just watched for way too many years up close to think, oh, it's going to be different now. I mean, you go in and you say, hey, what the hell? Let's see what happens. But as far as tonight tomorrow night, I am really, really curious to see how Miami looks in that kind of spot against a team that has built some momentum.
Yeah, like I watched the Heat against the 76ers, I guess it was maybe a couple of weeks ago in Miami, and I don't think Embiid played in that one, but Maxey was in. And it was one of those games where it was like, okay, I think the Miami was obviously playing for some seeding and a chance to get out of the play-in. And, you know, they look so uninspired, Nick, and it felt like, here we go again. A, it's either going to be Rozier taking all these shots. Now, I don't think Hero was in, so I should say that. But it was a lot of Rozier step back threes at the shot clock buzzer. Or please, Jimmy, please bail us out of this situation. And it's like, how many years do you expect to be able to get, you know, to rely on that to get you where you want to be, right?
Yeah, the bubble has to burst at some point. And maybe we're in the moment where it finally does for Miami. I mean, guys, we're sitting there laughing at Bulls Hawks again. But think about this. I mean, I think people largely forgot this as Miami just kept rolling teams in the playoffs last year. The Bulls were up in that game with just a few minutes left in that play-in game a year ago in Miami. So it could have been the Bulls that got absolutely destroyed by Milwaukee. The Heat win because Jimmy makes some big plays late. And then they turn around and just dominate the Bucks. So you just don't know. It doesn't feel like they have any kind of momentum now, certainly not close to where they were in the postseason last year. But again, if you're betting on coaches, and you mentioned Doc and the PTSD of Philadelphia and how that just kind of imploded last year in the end, if you were betting on one coach in the postseason, you'd be hard-pressed to bet against Eric Spoelstra. That guy, no matter who is on the floor for that team, always seems to get the most out of what he's got in the moment. And that's a credit to what he's built and that culture that he instilled with Pat Riley a long, long time ago. So Miami is Miami. They just don't look right. Jimmy looks like a guy who is really on the edge of still being in the prime if he's still there right now. But they have the track record of pulling together when they need to.
It's interesting as we just sort of go around the playoffs. Clippers-Mavs is one of those series that's really, really intriguing. And despite the fact that the Clippers have home court advantage in this series, the Mavericks are actually favored in the series price. Granted, minus 120 to even money, but still favored. Do you think maybe the Clippers and Ty Lue are being undervalued here against the Mavs?
I think they could be, but it's always the same story with the Clippers. Is Kawhi going to be healthy? Right. Is he going to make it through the entirety of that series? How about Paul George? Guys I watched firsthand several years, I mean, we all have, but James Harden, in the big moments, he's just gone. I mean, like, he'll have like a 40-point game in game one, and then where did he go? You know, what's happening? So I don't believe in the Clippers. I'm still not believing in Dallas as a title contender by any stretch. But in this series, with the way they played in the second half, really in the last 6 to 8 weeks or so. I think, at least for now, Vegas has it right. I just don't believe that if you're the Clippers, that all the pieces that you need to fall into place can against a very talented team, specifically a guy like Luka. So I like the intrigue of the series. I'm very curious to see how it plays out. But I would have to think, I know it seems like they're going to run it back one more time or for another couple of years, but I just don't buy the Clippers on the whole, because there are too many question marks for a team that was built to win right away, and that was a few years ago now. It still hasn't happened, and I'm not seeing it happen at this stage either.
Hey, Nick, great stuff every week, man. We appreciate
these hits,
you.
Nick.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Guys, enjoy being with you every time. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep, sounds good. He is Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. We'll come back and wrap this up on a Tuesday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.